Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. If you want a neat gadget to fool around with, this puppy is it. Stay tuned.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona, Studio H. Today, we have an incredible episode, and I think you're really going to enjoy this. I know I enjoyed putting it together for you. Let's get rid of some housekeeping right off the bat. If you want to tune in to The Gadget Professor, it's easy to do. Just go to thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you will see newsletter. Put your email address on that, and every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is posted, you will receive our newsletter slash show notes. They just show up in your in-basket as soon as the show is posted, and what that is a synopsis of every single website and every single item that we discussed during this particular podcast, and everything is hot-linked. So you'll definitely want to get the show notes. They are 100% free, and I absolutely don't give out your email addresses to anybody for any reason whatsoever, and we only send email regarding the show notes. Also, we have a Facebook page, and I hope you'll go to the Facebook page and like us. It's Facebook.com/Gadget Professor. So today what we're going to talk about is, this is called D-Scope Pro, or you may know this, it's called actually Google Cardboard. And I did not know these existed till a little while ago, and actually Wildman Mike bought one of these. It's cardboard, and you're wondering what it is, and I tell you, it's really your introduction to virtual reality, as they call it, VR, and this was all over CES, and everybody thinks drones is the up and hot coming item, and it most certainly is, but I'll tell you what, virtual reality is going to surpass it, in my opinion, and you're also going to see emerging real soon of the VR technology, your virtual reality technology, and the drone technology. And we'll talk about that a little bit more after I give you the basics. So that might be another episode. Actually, we're planning to do a lot with virtual reality and drones very shortly, and there'll be a big announcement about that. But let's talk a little bit about this this D-Scope. These are extremely inexpensive, and I'll get to that in a minute, or they're extremely expensive. You can pay what you want for these, but here's the nuts and bolts. If you've ever seen the old Viewmasters, that's exactly what this looks like, except it's totally made out of cardboard, little pieces of Velcro there, and you can see, I hope, the two little lenses there, and they're just glass magnification lenses. Essentially, the short and the long of it is you're going to take your phone, I don't care what it is, a Droid or iOS, whatever, iPhone, and you're going to basically put it in here, and we'll go through the steps in a minute, and you're going to close that up, and now you have a viewfinder like so. So you'll be able to look into it like that. And essentially what you're seeing is the screen, obviously, of your phone. And you can have an older phone. It will still work. So the hardware side is literally this box. And again, they make all sizes, shapes, sorts, and colors. And you can spend as much money or as little money as you want. So we'll get back to that in a second. What makes this really phenomenal, in my opinion, and opens up a lot of doors, is that you can get this app for free. It's Google Cardboard. So just go on to the App Store or the Google Play Store and look for Google Cardboard, or even if you go Cardboard. The other thing that you want to do right off the bat is you want to go to google.com/get/cardboard/apps. There's not just one app that's for free. There's several of them and made by all different types of companies. So you want to load down the apps, but the first thing you want to do is go to this Google page, and it will be in the show notes, and it shows you literally what to do step by step. So here you could see a rough picture of what this looks like. Right there is actually your phone, and there's the cardboard device that I had just showed you, and there's how you open it up. So that's pretty self-explanatory. But here what they do is they talk about different apps that you can get. And again, these are all free. You can capture your own virtual reality photos, moments in time, and relive the virtual reality of it. And they go on and show you a lot of different types of virtual reality apps. And again, they're all free. Now, here's the cool part. What this actually does is it will give you the illusion of a 3D picture, if you will, or 3D cinema. So you're going to get left, right, up and down, and front, back, high, low, the whole bit. So you now have a 360 degree access in any direction all through this little viewfinder, because your phone, your cell phone, your smartphone actually, is going to be rotating based on the picture. So essentially what they do is they take a photo or a video and it's compressed into a sphere, if you will, just like the globe. You want to use that as an illustration. And what you're doing is you're actually able to magnify that and go up and down all the way around it, and it's shot in high resolution typically. Some of them are even shot in HDR. So that's the basis of it. This is primarily a device to make it comfortable to hold in your hand. It has two little lenses to amplify the light, basically magnify the photograph or the video. So this is more or less a carrier. The real science of it comes in with the app. Now, I don't know how much of this you're going to see, but you actually can go in and get it will run you through the alignment process based on what type of device that you buy. I know you're wondering how much. They're as cheap as $5, really. I think this was $8 or $9. We'll check in a minute. So you're going to go into your Cardboard app. That's what it says, Cardboard. And again, I know that you probably can't see this, but I'm just going to run through the basic setups of this because it's quite simple. So the first thing it's going to do, you can see maybe the camera there. I don't know what you can see because of the lighting here. I'm not in the studio, obviously. But it says find the symbol on your viewfinder. And it has a little QR code. So I'm going to look on my Cardboard box. And there is that QR signal. And now I'm going to pair it up, if you will. And I'm putting it on the screen. And that will basically, there's not a lot of light here, so normally I would hear it beep. So that's going to marry to that, and then it's going to actually go and show you how to align the phone. So it's going through a setup process, and then it will actually give me a split screen, and I'm going to put that in, and it will tell me to go left or right. I think you might be able to see something there, if you can see that vertical line in the center and some things rotating on the left and right. That's your alignment process, and what you're going to do is when you put this into the container, whatever type of viewer you buy, you'll notice that there's a line there that separates the right and the left eye. And what you'll do is you'll move the phone or the box over so it's right in the center. And it actually tells you when you're in alignment. So that's a very easy process, but it's a very important process. Because if it's not in alignment, you're not going to get the full virtual reality sensation. So now that you have that loaded, like, what do you do? You know, with the old viewfinders, you had to buy a little photo reel that you'd stick into the viewfinder. No more. This is what's interesting and really cool about this. You can go on the net for free and download or stream. While you're on the phone, you can stream the video. And what you do is put in a 360 video. And just like you're seeing here, I always wanted to go to the pyramids. And I can go up. I can go down. As you can see, there's the three pyramids behind the Sphinx. And you can zoom out. You can zoom in if you want to see what's behind it. There you go. You can go as fast as you want. Now, right now, clearly, I'm using the mouse because I'm showing this to you via my computer, my desktop. But with this, with the phone, you're actually holding the box. If you want to go up, you go up, down, left, right, behind you, whatever you want. It really does give you just a phenomenal view in 360. The point being is that there are so many things right now, so many options to use this. They're going to have 3D movies pretty soon. You'll be able to watch a 3D movie on one of these devices. And the point I'm going to make is that it's just an unlimited supply right now, and it hasn't even scratched the surface yet. This isn't even prime time. But, you know, you can go to whatever island you want, and it's just spectacular, the views that you get. And your ability to zoom in on You know, there's my little boat. I thought I'd show you that, my little yacht there. I have a couple of them. Actually, if truth be known, I own that whole little island there. And if you're a Gadget Professor fan, let me see if I can zoom down here. Yeah, there's my island. I wish. Wouldn't you like to own that? Nice. So there are hundreds right now, probably thousands, of different videos and stills that you can watch from your smartphone using this 3D 360 technology. It's really, really fun. Now, in terms of what kind of cases or viewers would I buy, just go to Amazon and it just shows you. I mean, they're $12.99. Some of them have a strap on the back. Here's the D-Scope. This happened to be $17. Here's one for $6. I got to tell you, they all work pretty much the same. Some may have better lenses inside of it. Some may have better construction, like here's one for $14.99. What I would recommend is look at how many reviews they have and how many stars they get. That will give you some indication. But there are literally hundreds of these things, pages and pages and pages of them that you can spend hours just looking for what kind of viewer you want. I would start off with a real cheap one. And you know what? For $10, you can get one of these for your kids, and the ability for them to see things and experience things in 360 degrees virtual reality is really, really a cool sensation. Here is a video that you can go to YouTube and just put in 360 video. And this is a 360 video. I'm just going to click on it. And I can watch that video on YouTube through my phone, which is inserted into one of these viewers. And away you go. So I'm just going to pull this into the middle here. And I'm not running any sound. There is sound with this. But as you can see, I can go up, down, rotate it. Go to the left. I have the ability to go 360 degrees, and it really works well. And with these little viewers, it's outstanding, and there is so much content out there. One of the cool things that I like to do, and I gotta tell you, I was shocked when I saw it, is Mike actually put in Google Earth. So I dialed into Google Earth on my smartphone and put it in the box here. And you're able to see a map now. You don't want to do this when you're driving, trust me. But you're able to see maps with that 360 degrees. You can look up, left, right, see the buildings, see behind the buildings, the alleyways. It really is just a really strange sensation. I would imagine someday they'll actually have these in cars. And you'll just be driving around and get that 360 degree look. It should be pretty cool. And you know, as we all know, they're on the verge of releasing right now cars that drive themselves. So I think you're going to see all this technology merging together. I think you'll see the driverless cars that are obviously work with GPSs and have a lot of electronics in them, so you don't get in an accident. They'll maintain the speed. So it's all virtual reality. But in real, you're going to have the VR, the virtual reality viewers, all kinds of videos, photographs, so on and so forth. I know that there are a number of large name hotels, and I covered this a few weeks ago, that are actually doing porn. I hate to say it, but they push everything, and they're actually really getting into this 3D thing. What can I tell you? The other use that you'll see for this is the drone technology. I think you'll be able to put one of these devices on and you'll actually see in three dimension, if you will, or 360 degrees, exactly what that drone is seeing with the wide angle lens. And I think as you look up or down or left and right, you'll be actually controlling the drone just based on your head movement. There's a lot of work right now in that area. So this is a really cool device. It's a lot of fun. If nothing else, get one for your kids. Yes, you can actually make one yourself. You can find in a junk store or online two little magnifying glasses and put them in. But you know what? For $6, buy it. And you'll have a lot of fun with it. And once you start discovering all the things that you can stream and watch on your smartphone, everybody's going to love this. And they're just going to get better and better and better. When I was at CES, I did see several companies that actually have had a video movie theater at CES, and you go in and put on these very expensive headsets that actually covered your ears, so you got 5.1 channel sound, and you were able to see that whole 3D experience of looking up and down, and the seats moved up and down and left and right. It was like a gyroscope. Very cool, and that's where we are headed. So I hope you enjoyed that very, very, very fast review, if you will, of this virtuality viewer, I guess we'll call it, the D-Scope Pro. So I hope you enjoyed that. And now what we're going to do is actually go into some of the apps of the day. This is talking about research and cutting edge. Apple now promises a good night's sleep with the new iPhone feature. And essentially what they're doing is creating an app that will know where you're at based on the GPS, so you're geotagging wherever you are. And your phones do that right now. They always know where you're at, believe it or not. You may not know, but the phone knows. And what it will do is, based on where you're at, it will start adjusting the color of the screen accordingly as it gets dark. Consequently, you'll be able to sleep better. And there's a whole article here, and I'm going to have a number of them posted on the show notes. It's fascinating. They actually had the app in place on the phone, and then they got into some mumble jumble legal situations and they had to pull the app out. So what the app actually would do, because it's already been developed, is give this a warmer tone. It would start off in the red tones and go towards the blue tones, because research has shown that the different frequencies of light definitely affect your sleep. So what happened is the app itself was called F.Lux. If you go to Just Get Flux, they call it F.Lux, but it's called justgetflux.com. You can actually download the app for free on your Mac, Linux, iPhone, iPad, Windows. It just doesn't matter. The app is in existence and it's free. So what this says is, ever notice how people are texting at night and have that eerie blue glow, or wake up to write down the next great idea and get blinded by your computer screen? During the day, the computer screens look good. They're designed to look like the sun, but at 9, 10, and 3 a.m., you probably shouldn't be looking at the sun. Flux fixes this. It makes colors of your computer display and adapt to the time of the day, warm at night, and like sunlight during the day. It's even possible that you're staying up too late because of your computer. You could use Flux, because it makes you sleep better, or you could just use it because it makes your computer look better. So you can download this link. I have downloaded it. It's pretty interesting, and the technology is just going to get better and better with this. And I think it's something you might want to just check out, so at least you're knowledgeable in where things are headed with sleep, which is very, very, very important. I did notice at CES probably hundreds of items specifically geared to measure and to help you sleep better. Some of them I thought were ridiculous, and some of them were absolutely mind-boggling. And you'll see a lot more of this research and development going on, and you're going to see this integrated in pretty much everything that you do, because that's the way the trends are going. Quite fascinating. This next app is a freebie, and you know, if you haven't upgraded yet, if you're a Windows user and you haven't upgraded to Windows 10, I did make the jump about 2 weeks ago. I have, I think, five machines now that I took advantage of the free upgrade for Windows 10. There's only one or two machines that I have right now. I know I have a laptop that's on Windows 7, and I'll probably upgrade to Windows 10. I like Windows 10. I have no issues with it whatsoever, other than it spies on you a lot, but we had a show on that, and you also can go on the net and find things that are very easy to download and disable all that tracking and things like that. You definitely want to do that, but once that's done, Windows 10 has been quite good. Now, another reason you may want to adapt or move up to Windows 10, other than they're not going to be supporting Windows 7 forever and you want to stay with the latest and greatest, is the apps. It has apps now, kind of like the Mac, and they're all free, or a lot of them are free, most of them are free. But if you have Windows 10, go to the App Store, the Windows 10 App Store, and check out all the things you can put on your system. Here's a free radio scanner, and I've talked about the police scanners many, many times on the Gadget Professor Show. This one's a little unique, and it works so well. I really, really like it. This is a police, fire, trains, planes, boats, and ham radio, which I'm really interested in ham radio, and I'll be working with Mike Dell. Actually, I have him on board in a couple weeks from now to do a whole show on ham radio. It's pretty fascinating stuff. But here's here's a free scanner that you can put on your system as an app on Windows 10, and it really is nice. I have it. Love it. Absolutely love it. Another free app, and this is real important, and this was slightly annoying to me on Windows 10. I did notice the fonts were a little blurry, some fonts, And it was starting to bug me. I thought it was me, you know, with my glasses or whatever. But as it turns out, everybody's having that problem. So this is called XPEExplorer.com. This page is only intended to help you with the DPI, the scaling of Windows 10, if you're having blurry fonts when you have a high DPI. So DPI is dots per inch, by the way, in case what's DPI. So it's dots per inch. So what this will do is it will allow you to download some free software. Here it is here. And it will actually allow you to use what's called 8.110 scaling, their fix, to make those letters actually look better. And then what they do is they scale it up to about 125%. They look a lot better. Trust me, they look a lot better. So you may want to check into that free app. Here's one that is kind of neat. I had a couple letters over the last month or so asking me about how they get those square photos for Instagram and for other social media sites, you know, that the photos look square. Many smartphones have that built right into the camera app. You just push square or panoramic and it will actually format that. I guess a lot of people have photos that were not formatted to begin with, and they're like, how do I do that? So the easiest way to do that is to load one of these two apps I'm going to show you. One is CrappyPic. This will crop not only stills, but it will also crop video images. Easy edit video and photo for Instagram, WhatsApp, YouTube, etc. Available to also blur the background, give you some video effects, photo effects, shapes, and audio mixing. So it does a lot of things. The app is 100% free. Microsoft app, again, for Windows 10. So if you're into any kind of video or photography and you're on social media sites, you will want this app, unless you're a pro and have something like Photoshop or, you know, some such product. But this is totally free, and you know I love free. You know that. I love free. I love it. Here's another app if you don't have Windows 10. This is called CrappyPic. Drives you nuts, all these names. CrappyPic. And CrappyPic is supported on browsers such as Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Internet Explorer, and I think Opera. Okay. So this is an extension, an add-on to your browser, so it doesn't matter what system you're using. Just add this to your apps, if you will, on the browser apps, and there you go. It'll do pretty much the same thing. It has different models. It shows you how to use it, how to abuse it. You can see that it's cropping in, it's cropping out. Now, if you want to rotate it, it will rotate it more. If you want to crop it, it will crop to whatever you want. So it's a pretty handy app. It's totally free. I think you should check that out. And that is probably going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. I hope that you enjoyed the show, and I will see everybody next week. And before we leave, I want to tell you that NAB is coming up in April. I think it's the week of April 15th-ish, and yours truly will be there. I'm not sure exactly who I will be there with. I have several different people that I'm actually discussing this with right now, but I know I will be there, and I know we'll be broadcasting some really fascinating, I mean, just amazing technology. So stay tuned, and I'll keep you posted on that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.